The BBC presents My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the teams.
Hello, My Music, back on the air again, and the marvellous thing is that not one of us is looking a day older. Of course, we all feel much older. We being, on my left, the audience's right, David Franklin and Frank Muir, while on the other side, competing against them, are Ian Wallace and Dennis Knorr. Straight down to business, round one. Music from light opera. One mark for the name of the show, another for the name of the composer. And we begin, as always, with David Franklin.
This is horse music, isn't it?
Yes, it
could be. It's the sort of thing they play when the Liberty horse is going to the circus ring.
Yes, it is.
And my guess is that these horses come from the same stable as Light Cavalry.
Go on.
Do they come from the same stable as Light Cavalry?
They do indeed.
We are in the field of Francesco Ezechiele Menegildo Cavalieri Zuppi di Melli.
Yes.
That's what his... That was his nickname. When he wrote under the name of Zuppe.
Thank you for a mark.
It's a Zuppe day.
The show.
What was it about, horse music? Was it...
La Mer.
La Mer. They were the Jolly Robbers. Anyway, you've got a mark for soupe. Very good indeed, David. You got us off to a flying start. Dennis, over to you. Dennis, do you find this game easy?
Not after that.
Well, you will now. Here's your music. Dennis.
Yes. That's the can-can. It comes from Orpheus... In the underground, or Orpheus in the underworld. It's quicker by underground. He was in the underworld by Offenbach. Says
you saw Ian's lips moving, didn't you?
Yes.
Yes, Offenbach for the other mark. Orpheus in the underworld, Offenbach. Ian, your turn, and this time don't just move the lips. Tell me the title of the show and the composer, please.
Yes. A touch of Strauss.
Which would you like?
The younger.
Yes, thank you. And the name of the piece, the name of the opera.
The Bat.
In other words?
Die Fledermaus.
That's right, for a mark. Over to Frank Muir for some more music from a show.
The yeoman, the yeoman of England. No other plan can bear.
This is not a singing round. This is the.
I'm wondering if I get to the title.
This is the, what is the name of round? The show. The musical.
Is the Merry England, ironically by Edward German.
Yes, two marks. Merry England is right. In this next round, it's a case of recognising composers' names. Can you give me the first names, please, of David Haydn?
Joe.
Johann Sebastian.
Can you expand that slightly?
Well, Joseph.
Yes, or even another one.
Franz.
Franz Joseph. Joseph. Thank you for the two halves.
Franz Joseph.
One mark, yes.
Not Joseph Franz.
No, Franz Joseph. I'm reliably informed.
Tend your marks, sir.
Dennis Snorton, one first name, please, for Leoncavallo.
Leoncavallo, oh, I don't know. It's an Italian-sounding Christian name.
Yes, starts with an R.
Starts with an R.
Are you...
I am not. I'm nowhere near.
What?
Try Ruggiero. I don't think you can try Ruggiero. You either say Ruggiero.
Ruggiero is right for a mark, Dennis. Thank you. Dennis and Ian. Yeah. Ian, your turn again. Rossini.
Giacomo.
No, quite, no. The Gia is right, or roughly right, but it's not Como. I want two names here, too, please.
Giacchino.
I'll give you a clue.
Vivan?
Antonio.
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 Giacchino Antonio Rossini.
All right. I'm helping both sides tonight. Yes, that's right. Giacchino Antonio for a mark. Frank Miller, two names again, please, for Rachmaninoff.
Dante Gabriel.
Ella Wheeler.
Johann Sebastian.
There's only one name, he wants two.
Give him Serge.
Serge.
Well, yes. Shall we pronounce it a little bit differently?
Serge Trouserin. Sergei.
Sergei, yes, Sergei, yes. And that's one. Another one? Starts with a V.
Vladimir.
No, no. Half a mark I can give you there for Sergei.
I was Vladimir Light, though, wasn't I?
Vasilyevich. Vasilyevich. So it's half a mark. In this next round, it's a case of recognising familiar songs by their introductions or by a short excerpt. Let me just try it out on the audience. If I were to sing to the audience, dum bum ba dum bum 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 ba dum ba dum bum bum bum, the audience would sing,
no, don't, don't.
Well, you get the idea anyway. David, will you listen, please, to this introduction and then tell me, don't sing it, tell me what and by whom, a mark each.
It's Who is Sylvia?
Aye.
The lyric is by a local boy called Shakespeare. Yeah, and the music was by Schubert.
Right, right, two marks. Dennis Norden, from this introduction, can you tell me, please, in your case, who sang it and in which film?
Hell of a thing to sing.
A very short answer to this. No, that sounds like the opening of any film I ever saw. I can't, Steve.
Could we have the next 16 bars?
Yes. Just give me a tiny clue.
Well, I'll tell you the title of the song, and then we'll take half marks from there. Title of the song, Windmills of Your Mind.
Oh, is that Windmills of Your Mind? Yes. Sung by the Noel Harrison, son of that international star, George Harrison.
Give or take a Harrison, yes. There's a half a mark. And from the film?
That was from the Thomas Crown Affair.
Yes, I must give you that mark. I think 1.5 out of 2. Fair enough there. Ian, what's the song? And in your case, please, who's the singer?
From a village away in Leicestershire to London here I came to see the exhibition and all places of great fame. But what I suffered since I came I now will tell to you.
The dark girl dressed in blue.
Yes, one mark.
And the artist is the inimitable Stanley Holloway.
It could be none other. Quite right, two marks. Frank, names please of the song and the...
Don't applaud me, I haven't answered the question.
The song and the identity of the recording star whom we now hear.
It's Herb Alpert.
Yes, for a
and
mark.
And it's the bluff.
Yes.
The guy is in love with you, isn't he?
The guy is in love with you for the other mark. Good. General knowledge about music for two marks. David, many times you'll have heard, and I think perhaps sung with, a philharmonic orchestra. What exactly does philharmonic mean?
A sort of general mishmash of sounds.
That's very nice.
Mixture of sounds.
It isn't what it means, I'm afraid. It may be what it indicates, but it's
That's what I've always taken it to mean.
No, philharmonic.
Oh,
Philadelphia
yes,
means
of
love of
yes,
the theatre.
Yes, yes, yes. Philharmonic, therefore, means a love of harmony.
Harmony, yes. Friendly
Well, that's what
harmony.
I said, a mishmash of sound.
Yes, in other words, music-loving. So really, in a sense, all orchestras are philharmonic. 2 marks there. Dennis Norden, in your case, for 2 marks, what is a zapateado?
A zapateado.
I was trying to say zapateado.
Teeth. Yes, this is flamenco. Actually, it's a type of dancing. It's always the most popular bit of flamenco dance. It's the bit that Antonio always saves to last in his program, because it's the flashiest bit, where he goes like mad with his feet. I had a friend who had an idea of selling foam rubber heels to flamenco dancers who don't want to disturb the people downstairs. And the zapateado is where you would use such a device.
Yes, thank you. So zapateado is Spanish dancing with the heels. All right, for 2 marks. Ian, consider the legitimate fingerstyle Spanish guitar, a player like Segovia. How many fingers... I'm going to drop this. How many fingers does Segovia use, or someone like him, while playing?
Well, he uses all the fingers on the hand that he's plucking with at one time or another.
Yes.
So that's 5.
Yes.
He obviously uses 4 of the others. And whether he uses the thumb merely to support the instrument or occasionally to bring it across is presumably the trick of this question.
That is what you have to decide for your 2 marks, yes.
Yes. Well, of course, the trouble is that a great player like Segovia or anybody like that is liable to do something quite unconventional, and the chances are that every now and again he dabs that thumb in where other people wouldn't. But probably the right answer is 9.
The right answer is 9. Thank you very much. Yes. When playing the guitar legitimately, or even in any other way, I think one does not use the left thumb. It holds the instrument up. In fact, if the left thumb were not there, the instrument would crash to the ground, and that would be the end of your career as a player of the Spanish guitar.
Whilst idling away the time, hitchhiking, of course.
Yes. Frank, your turn. Where in music might you find the story of someone who was unable to stop what he'd once started, and who was the composer concerned, please?
I don't know the composer. The number was Stop Your Tickling, Jock. there's a basso profundo voice on the left here whispering in my ear that it's The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
For a mark, yes. Who wrote it for the other mark?
Thomas Cupper. Duca.
Actually,
Duca.
No. Duca.
Duca.
Paul Duca for the other mark. Thank you. David, you must have been thinking we would never get to your favourite subject.
Oh, I have a favourite subject?
Well, we're allowed to get to that sort of thing.
I was thinking of opera.
Ah.
We've got some questions about opera, and you begin. David, who wrote, and I want 2 names, please, La Traviata, Rigoletto, Simon Boccanegra, and The Force of Destiny?
Ah, Verdi. And you want his Christian name?
No, I want the name of the chap who wrote the book, the libretti.
Of all of them?
Yes, all 4.
Oh.
Same man.
Who the devil was it? Who said this was my favourite subject?
Yeah, well, Verdi would have been right, was right, for 1 mark. Francesco Maria Piave wrote the libretti of those 4. Operas, 1 out of 2, nonetheless. Dennis, what have the 2 operas Lucia di Lammermoor and La Jolie Fille de Pert, notice Pert,
yes,
French, have in common, and who were the composers, please? 3 marks.
What they have in common is they're both foreign titles.
they're
both
now
titles which are eponymous. In other words, they're both about ladies. That's another thing they have in common. Neither of them contains the letter Z.
You're toying with me, aren't
yes.
you?
No, yes. Lucia, I think what you're after is... isn't it that they're both based on novels by Walter Scott?
That would do very nicely for a mark, thank you. And the 2 composers, Lucia and Fair Maid of...
Well, Ian has not been idle while I've been wasting time.
Yes.
It would be a great help if you... Bizet and Cross and Black... No. Bizet and Bellini. Now, you will next say which is which.
Which is which?
And I will say Fair Maid of Perth, Bizet, because Ian has anticipated
that's
every
right,
point.
Yes. And you're wrong with the other one, I can tell you now. It was Donizetti.
Oh,
so you have 2 out of 3. Ian, your turn.
Stay in afterwards.
Ian, Mozart once went to a party given by his landlord. There he met Lorenzo da Ponte. What specifically did that meeting lead to? 3 marks.
Specifically, it led to the fact that Lorenzo da Ponte became his librettist.
Yes, so let's have, in fact, 3 operas.
Don Giovanni, for
yes.
one.
I feel so helpless.
Not City Figaro.
Yes, thank you. A certain amount of argument as to what the translation into English of this third one might be. People say it means a shrug, or that's life, or isn't it just like a woman, or...
Così fan tutti.
Thank you, I did help you to it, but it's a tough one. Yes, good for you, 3 marks. Così fan tutti. Ponte being the librettist of all 3. Frank, in which opera is a witch baked in a cake to provide a happy ending, and can you please spell for your other mark the composer's surname?
It's Hansel and Gretel.
Thank you. And the composer
is Engelbert Humperdinck.
Oh yes,
Humperdinck.
That's it for your second mark. Thank you. Songs from the shows. For the first mark, the name of the show. For the second mark, the name of the composer. So, David, here's yours.
If the rain's gotta fall, let it fall on Swanley, Bickley, Romney, any place but Romney. Romney's the place where it's gotta be fine, 'cause that's where I meet my girl.
Oh, there, boy. Go on, do the first
bit first. Yes, I'll do the first bit first. This is based on a novel of H.G. Wells.
The Thuppenny Opera, it's called.
Well, it's actually called Half a Sixpence.
Half a Sixpence, yes. Thank you, Mark.
And it featured Tommy Steele. Have you got the name of the composer yet?
It was written... it was Monty Norman and David Henniker.
Monty Norman and David Henniker.
Yes, which of them wrote the music?
David Henniker.
David Henniker, yes. Thank you. David Henniker for your... other laborious mark.
Sometimes I astonish myself with my knowledge.
Well, I, for one, won't be astonished if Dennis guesses this one.
She must shine in every detail, like a ring you buy in retail, a standard size that fits a standard dress. When a girl's incidentals are no bigger than 2 lentils.
Funny girl.
Funny girl. Music composed by?
Well, the Americans always call him Julie Stein, but his name's Jules Stein.
Jules Stein,
and
yes.
Buddy Bregman's uncle.
Thank you. Ian, here's one for you.
They can't take this away.
I knew Frank would burst when he heard that. Yeah. We love our French accent, do we not? Monsieur Volis.
This is Georges Guettari.
Show and composer.
Bless the bride. Vivian Ellis was the music.
Yes.
Alan Herbert, the lyrics.
Yes. Something about Frenchmen that makes them unwilling to learn the language when they come to England to sing, isn't it? Anyway, 2 marks there, and Frank, one for you.
You can go, but be back soon. You can go, but while you're working, this place I'm pacing round until you're home, safe and sound. Fare thee well, but be back soon. Who can tell where danger's lurking? Do not forget this tune. Be back soon.
I think it's Oliver. Is it Oliver?
It is, composed by...
Lionel Bart.
You can't say anything else, can you? Yes, Lionel Bart is right for 2 marks. And here we go with the singing. Graham Daly is here, custodian of a number of keyboard instruments. He's going to play the start of a well-known tune, and you, I hope, are going to pick up where he leaves off. As always, 1 mark for the tune, another for the words, and a 3rd mark if you don't go back to the start, but pick up where he leaves off.
Ooh.
David, we begin with you.
Must know something, but don't say nothing.
Incidentally, don't mind if I clear up one or two grammatical mistakes on the way, do you?
Do, yeah.
Not he don't say nothing. He doesn't say anything. He keeps on rolling. He just keeps rolling along. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. He doesn't plant potatoes. He doesn't plant cotton. And them as, and those who plant them are soon forgotten. But Old Man River, he just keeps rolling along to... You and me.
We sweat.
David, you get...
You strain.
2 marks for the singing and 1 for the grammar. Total 3. Thank you very much. Dennis Norton, here's one for you.
Tote that barge, you lift that veil.
Oh,
I never heard. Is it possible mechanically to have it again?
Yeah, let's try.
I don't want to put anybody to any trouble or anything, but
let's hear it again.
Let's hear it again.
Oh, is that? Is it cigarettes?
Yes, have a shot. Drive you insane. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women, they'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane.
Get along, Rick.
Get along, Rick.
Yes, that's good enough. Thank you. I think it would be right if I'd made that 2.5 out of 3, because you had a totally false start, didn't you? Ian, here's one for you to continue with.
It's a bit fast, isn't it?
Da-da-dee-da-da-da-dee-ga-dee-ga-da-da-dee-da-dum. All day long I'd biddy-biddy-boom if I were a wealthy man. Wouldn't have to work hard. Da-da-dee-da-da-da-dee-ga-dee-ga-da-da-dee-da-dum. All day long I'd biddy biddy bum if I were a little rich man.
Thank you, Ian.
There's a marvellous bit later on about...
We'll miss the last bus, Ian.
Quack and quack and all that.
I must admit that I was the one who persuaded Graham to play it quickly. I said, let's get on with the deedle-deedle bit.
Yes.
Anyway, you very properly slowed it down. I must say there's nothing more idiotic than what I've got typed in front of me. If I were a rich man, deedle 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 digoo digoo deedle deedle dum. Anyway, it's 3 marks for Ian and a song for and from Frank Muir.
Pets do it, vets do it, Lithuanians, and let's do it, let's do it, let's fall in love.
Let's try the middle bit.
The Dutch in love, to damn do it. So a Siamese, twingers, endorse it, even doors do it, though they fall off their hinges. Birds do it, bees do it, in Afghans, hounds, little fleas do it. Let's do it, what's Holland for?
Yes. Thank you. And there, I very much regret to say, this first edition of My Music has to end. It's a win by 2.5 marks for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norden, and Ian Wallace. At the keyboards were Graham Daly and Bernard Chin, and the chairman was Steve Race. The Quest selections were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreiber.